and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the Rock and Wrestling Podcast, rockandwrestlingpodcast.podomatic.com. I am your host. My name is Nick Tyler Black. I'm joined, as I am every week, by my homie, Big Nigger Jim.
What's good, T-Bird?
What the fuck does it do?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm good. I just spent like the last 24 hours binge watching In Living Color, so.
Oh, really? Fuck yes. That's awesome. I haven't watched that in a long time.
I was just dicking around fucking YouTube, and someone made an entire playlist of every episode, and I'm like, all right. Wow. This is happening. Chromecast, nice. Here we go. Get ready.
That's what they got that for Mystery Science Theater, too. There's like every single one on fucking YouTube.
Yeah.
But I usually only watch the Joel episodes.
Mm.
I was never that into Mike Nelson. Like, I thought he was funny, but I like Joel better. But that's awesome. I'll have to check that out.
I only got through like season 3.
Yeah. Brian said he found a whole playlist of Duckman.
I have it, Duckman.
On YouTube. Yeah. I was never, I was kind of into Duckman. I wasn't like that crazy about it.
You didn't do the Funky Duckman?
He had a goddamn dance too.
Everybody had a dance.
Everybody had their own fucking dance in the 90s. Do the Urkel.
Yeah.
And the Bartman.
Yeah. Written by Michael Jackson.
Yeah, right. Who else had a dance? Somebody else had a dance. It was like everybody had a fucking
RoboCop
dance.
RoboCop had a dance. RoboCop did have a dance.
Roger Rabbit. Did Roger Rabbit have a dance?
It was pretty much the same thing as the MC Hammer, except you're just a little bit more loose when you do it.
I do not remember that at all. Mm. Not from the movie or anything.
It wasn't from the movie. It was just a dance. RoboCop didn't dance in the movie. It was just
called, was it just a video? Just a music video somebody made?
It was just called the RoboCop. It was just like, how do these things exist in the world? People invent these dances and the word of mouth travels. There was no internet back then, so hip-hop magazines and Yo MTV Raps helped.
Yo MTV. Like, hey, everybody, do the Roger Rabbit or something.
With those are just dances. Soul Train, yeah. I guess.
Soul Train. I don't know how many people. I would love to see a Soul Train with motherfuckers doing the RoboCop in like the fucking dance line and shit. With it.
The Soul Train line, I believe it's appropriately
called.
Soul Train
line, yeah.
So we don't have a movie review this week, but I did get a movie for us to review next week while dicking around on YouTube.
What?
Are you curious as to what it is?
Yeah.
Alright, this is a cinematic masterpiece that I found from the mid-90s, starring Hattori Hanzo, Sonny Chiba, and Roddy Piper. It's called Immortal Kombat.
What?
Yeah. Featuring a cameo by the late Art Barr, Love Machine, and stunt work by Y2J Chris Jericho.
What?
Yep.
That's crazy.
It's one of those. Immortal Kombat.
Immortal Kombat.
Not Mortal Kombat. Immortal Kombat.
Oh, wow.
Roddy Piper. It's like Rush Hour. Roddy Piper's a cop, and Sonny Chiba's a Eastern cop.
So, yeah. Okay, so that's like exactly like Rush Hour, except nobody's black.
Yep. Let's see. The plot involves East meets West buddy scenario similar to Rush Hour franchise, starring martial artist Sonny Chiba, wrestler Roddy Piper, Meg Foster, and my nigga Debo. Debo's in this.
Oh, wow. That's fucking insane. And it's just on YouTube.
It's just on YouTube in its entirety.
Because nobody cares if anybody pirates that shit.
What I just read was its entire Wikipedia entry.
Wow. That's it?
That's it.
Just the explanation of the movie?
That's it, yeah.
Oh, boy. You know, last Wednesday, after we had practice, band practice, Brian and I watched Hell Comes to Frogtown.
I've never seen that. How was that?
Oh, my God. It was the most bizarre fucking thing I think I've ever seen. It was Mad Max beyond Muppet Dome. It was just fucking craziness. Like, it was a whole Mad Max, like, post-apocalyptic thing, but some people had mutated into frog people. And there was, like, a shortage of, because of like radiation and shit, there was like a shortage of potent men with fucking like semen to impregnate women with, except of course for Piper, who's just fucking spreading his seed across the fucking wasteland. And he fucking gets caught by like, there's like a, I don't know, like a, you know, there's like a whole government that's like, they will take in men that have this potent semen and only, and like make them fuck, but only on their terms. And they keep a fucking like electronic, like almost like chastity belt on them, that if they try to remove it, it'll fucking explode and blow up their genitals. And oh god, dude, it just escalates. Like the whole movie just keeps going like crazier and crazier. Like these fucking women that Piper's tooling around with, one of them's like a sexy doctor, who's like always like wanting to fuck him. And then there's like a fucking there's like an army girl that's like driving them around, because they're going around the wasteland trying to find women to make Roddy impregnate them. And this fucking machine gun girl, she fucking gets naked and tries to fucking bang him. And Roddy's just like, no, fuck, just back the fuck off, you know? Like, I will bang you on my own fucking terms. And just, oh, dude, you gotta watch this shit.
It was just Roddy Piper laying pipe through for 2 hours.
Yeah. And Brian had like the best tweet about it. It was no sperm riper than that of Rowdy Roddy Piper. So it was, oh my god, it was such a fucking crazy movie that I had only ever heard of. I never actually watched it. Jesus Christ. It was great. It was
now great. We all get to enjoy Immortal Kombat together.
Yeah.
So prepare yourself for next week.
After Immortal Kombat, I want to do Hell Comes to Frogtown just because you haven't seen it yet.
Maybe you already watched it, though.
So. I will watch it again, dude. It was crazy. I will watch it again just for this podcast, just so you will have an excuse to watch it.
You gave a full review of it, though.
I don't care. You need to actually see it, man. It's craziness.
We still got 12 rounds and that
fuck
other Triple H rounds. Movie.
Fuck,
we got to watch all the 12 rounds because the next 12 rounds stars Dean Ambrose.
I was thinking about that. I'll watch that one. That seems like that he might actually be good.
Yeah.
Like, that might actually be a good one.
I don't even think it's 12 rounds until after it was already done. But he's like, oh, let's make this a 12 rounds 3.
12 rounds was John Cena, right?
First one was John Cena. The second one was Randy Orton.
Oh, boy.
Rounds reloaded.
Oh, I am not looking forward to the Randy Orton one.
12 more rounds.
12 more rounds. So technically the Dean Ambrose one should be called 13 rounds or 14 rounds.
Right.
So there was 12 rounds. Randy Orton should have been 13 rounds.
Or maybe it should have been like 24 rounds for Randy Orton and 36 rounds for Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, just keep adding 12 onto it. Yeah.
It's like another 48 hours.
Yeah. The most creative sequel name ever. Oh, man. But no, like, we'll do 12 rounds, but I want to do Hell Comes to Frogtown just so you can see this craziness. Because you will love it. You will love this shit. It's so fucking bizarre. But, yeah. So, in other news, motherfucking Constantine is coming to Arrow this season.
Yeah, I'm excited.
In a single episode, that's fucking gonna be awesome. I've heard there's gonna be like a lot of magic going on in this, like a lot of like sorcery and shit, because they're dealing with fucking Malcolm Merlyn being the new Ra's al Ghul. So there's gonna be a lot more. There's gonna be like some like a lot of like mystic shit going on in this season, is what I heard.
Okay. So before we get into anything else, we got to do everybody's least favorite part of the show. Let's keep track of our G1 scores, all right? You got your paper ready? Oh, shit.
Yeah, hold on a sec. I got to try to wipe my glasses off here. I think, yeah. What was it, last week? You're 10 to my 7.
Right.
So you are ahead, good sir.
By 3 points. But there have been a lot of shakeups in this tournament. My nigga Kota Ibushi not doing as well as I hoped he'd do. I haven't really heard about that.
So, start anew.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm gonna start a new line of shit because I don't have any more room to write down.
I said, are you
ready? There we go. Okay. All right.
Okay, so where we left off, August 5th, Block A.
Okay.
So first match was Tenzan versus Bad Luck Fale. Fale won. Let me see. Let me move your little face over there. T-Bird picked Bad Luck Fale. Nigger Jim picked Tenzan, so T-Bird gets that point.
Oh, boy.
All right. Then we had Shibata versus Yano. Yano won, and we both picked Shibata. No points. Tanahashi versus Gallows. I had Tanahashi. You had Gallows, so I get that point.
Jeez, I am bad at picking people.
Yeah, because the top guy in the company won't beat the mid-card guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. AJ Styles versus Togi Makabe. We both picked Styles. Styles won, of course, because Styles is the fucking man.
Mm-hmm.
Bushi versus Naito. Naito won. We both picked Bushi. Like I said, Ibushi's not doing as well as I thought he would do.
Yeah.
I'm really sad about that.
Yeah, that's kind of bullshit. What the fuck, New Japan?
All right, so now Block B. First up, we got Nagata versus Elgin. Alright. Elgin won. You picked Elgin. I picked Nagata, so you get that point.
Yeah, boy.
Then we had Carl Machine Gun Anderson versus Tomoaki Hanma. Anderson won, because Anderson's beating everybody, because he's a fucking man.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, you picked Hanma. I picked Anderson, so I get that point.
Oh, boy.
Then we had Goto versus Kojima.
Kojima.
I had Goto to win. You had Kojima to win. Goto won. So I get that other point.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Nakamura versus Yujiro. Of course, we both picked Nakamura because fuck yeah, Nakamura. Yeah. Nakamura won. And then Kazuchika Okada versus Tomohiro Ishii. Let's see. We both picked Ishii, surprisingly, and Okada won.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. And next up, Block A.
Okay.
Blow this shit up. So we had Ibushi versus Bad Luck Fale. We both picked Ibushi to win, and Fale won.
Wow.
They're pushing Fale hard as hell in this tournament.
Yeah.
Then they had Naito versus Toru Yano. Both picked Naito. Naito won. AJ versus Tenzan. AJ won. Then there was... Oh, yeah, we both picked AJ.
Okay.
Yeah. Makabe versus Gallows. I had Gallows. You had Makabe. Makabe won.
Yeah.
And then Tanahashi versus Shibata. I had Shibata. You had Tanahashi. Tanahashi won.
Yes. I get 2 points.
Next show, Block B. Let me scroll this shit up. First match, Elgin versus Anderson. I had Anderson, you had Anderson. Anderson won. Nagata Kojima. I had Kojima, you had Nagata. Nagata won, you get that point. Yujiro versus Okada. For some reason you picked Yujiro. I don't know what crack you were smoking, but Okada won. I had Okada, you had Yujiro, so I get a point.
Okay. I think I was just trying to fucking change shit up.
Nakamura versus Hanma. Of course, Nakamura won. And of course, we both picked Nakamura.
Yeah.
Goto versus Ishii. We both picked Ishii, but Goto won. Mm. All right, next show, Block A.
Okay.
And this was today's show.
Okay.
So we had Doc Gallows versus Tetsuya Naito. You picked Naito, I picked Gallows. Gallows won. The one time you didn't pick Gallows.
Yeah, right.
Tenzan versus Shibata. I picked Shibata. You picked Shibata. Tenzan won.
Okay, there's no points on that.
He put him to sleep with the fucking Anaconda device. Yano versus Ibushi. We both picked Ibushi. Yano won.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. AJ Styles versus Bad Luck Fale. We both picked AJ. AJ won. And Tanahashi and Togi Makabe. And we both picked Tanahashi. So what is the score looking like now?
Was there no Block B today?
No. No, they alternate days. So
okay.
And there's three shows left before the finals.
Okay, so you're at 10, 12.
So by 15, next week, we'll know who won the G1.
15, 16. You're at 16, 7, 8, 10, 11, 16 to 11.
Cool.
So
who's winning?
You. Right. I'm creeping up. I'm creeping up.
Like, you got some good little pickskis in there.
Yeah. So. Not bad. So next week's the end of it?
Yep. We got three more shows. And then it's the finals. The finals is on the 16th. So we got tomorrow's show, Anderson and Yujiro, Elgin and Goto, Kojima, Nakamura, Nagata, Okada. Hanma Ishii in the main event. Then there's Block A show on the 14th. Yano Fale, Shibata Gallows, Tenzan Naito, Makabe Ibushi, and AJ Styles versus Tanahashi, which should be fucking awesome.
Okay.
And that's in Sumo Hall, so you know that's just going to be dope.
Right.
Then on the 15th, there's Block B show. The last Block B show, it's Elgin and Ishii. Nakamura Okada, which should be fucking amazing. Hanma and Yujiro, Nagata and Goto, and Kojima and Anderson. Now, right now, where the scores are standing, on Block A, Tanahashi and AJ are at the top with 12 points, and followed by Fale and Naito with 10 points, and Shibata by 8 points. Everybody else Shibata and Makabe have 8 points. Everybody else is around 6 and 4, is it? Pretty much have no chance of winning.
That's bullshit. The fucking Ibushi's getting fucking beat like every goddamn match.
Yeah, it's
as good as he fucking is. Are you fucking kidding me? Come on. I call bullshit.
He won the New Japan Cup, so I don't feel that bad.
Yeah.
On B Block, Okada's on top with 12 points. I don't think there's like no way he can lose B Block at this point.
No.
Even if he loses to Nakamura, like, he has to lose two matches. I don't see him losing to fucking Yuji. He might be losing to Nagata. You never know. Nagata's kind of a legend. I don't see him losing to... Well, that's his last two matches. It's he has a match with Nagata and a match with Nakamura. So if Nakamura wins all his matches and he wins the tournament... And Okada has to lose both of his next matches for Nakamura to win. But if Okada wins the next match and loses to Nakamura, it's a tie. And I don't know what they do in ties, so it'll be a surprise to me.
Yeah.
But Okada has 12 points. Nakamura, Carl Anderson, and Goto all have 10 points.
Okay. Maybe they'll do one of those, like... Maybe they'll do one of those, like, crazy Japanese death matches for, like, a tiebreaker.
I don't think they do crazy death matches in New Japan. I'm sorry.
They don't do that anymore?
They've never done that in New Japan.
They never did that?
That's more of a FMW kind of thing.
Okay.
Or Big Japan. New Japan.
I was thinking of, like,
sport.
Cactus Jack, Terry Funk, barbed wire bomb fucking matches. Like, one of those crazy motherfucking things.
Yeah, that was IWA.
Yeah, motherfuckers are blowing up and shit. So, well, right on. Okay. So, go Shinsuke. I did just watch, like, I watched a, I have a backlog of fucking New Japan shows that I haven't watched from Access. I was watching, because they're doing G1 from last year, they're replaying it. And I watched Tomohiro Ishii versus Shinsuke Nakamura the other night.
How was that?
Fucking awesome. Fucking awesome. He hit that dude with so many bomaes. Like, hit him with one in the back of the head, and then, like, hit him in the one with the in the front of the head, and then he fucking, like, Ishii came off the ropes, and Nagata just, like, threw his leg up like a fucking kick and just cracked him right in the fucking skull with his knee.
Yeah.
Like, did the bomae like that. It was
just
fucking...
The standing bomae. He won, like, his last three matches with the standing bomae.
Yeah, it was tense, dude. I loved it. It was so good.
He's the fucking man. There's nobody better.
So, I mean, should we go from talking about, like, awesome wrestling to really fucking boring Raw?
It was that bad.
You know, the opening was really good. The triple threat match was awesome up until, like...
Randy Orton won.
Up until Randy Orton fucking just came in and RKO'd people out of... I hate to fucking use this, but out of nowhere. Vintage Randy Orton. Like, he was fucking on the floor for, like, the latter half of that fucking match. Cesaro fucking blocks the pop-up powerbomb. He jumps in, RKO's Kevin Owens, and then, like, Cesaro's just, like, standing there basically waiting to get RKO'd, and then just... That was dumb. Like, I was expecting Cesaro to fucking, like, push him off and do, like, do his finisher or something.
Right, me too.
Yeah. But, you know.
What a bummer. So, Cesaro should be world champion right now, but Randy Orton has to be a little dick.
Yeah, yeah. And then I fucking, Kevin Dunn's been trending on Twitter, like, all day. Because I guess, he doesn't like Kevin Owens because he's fat. And he wrote that line of that Randy Orton came out and asked Kevin if he had, gained any weight or whatever. Whenever he came out during that promo in the beginning.
Well, Kevin Dunn's not a writer; he's the director.
Well, he told Randy Orton. That's what people are saying, that, like, in the, like, backstage area, rumors and shit, is that Kevin Dunn told Randy Orton to go out and say that to Kevin Owens, because Kevin Dunn doesn't like Kevin Owens, and he's been trying to bury everybody that they've brought up from NXT, so that. It'll look like Triple H is failing and he'll get to keep his job and shit. That's like this whole
childish.
That's this whole childish rumor mill that I've been reading about all day. And I guess, like, he's, like, really trying to sour Vince on Kevin Owens and shit, even though Kevin Owens is, like, performing at fucking peak condition, mm-hmm. despite what he looked like.
Right.
And a lot of people are throwing it in their face that, you know, WWE has this Be a Star anti-bullying campaign, and Kevin Dunn is actively trying to fat shame people.
He also doesn't like people with accents.
Yeah. So both of these guys are like, ugh. Kevin Owens and fucking Cesaro.
What do you think of cool, sexy Cesaro with sunglasses and a suit?
I love fucking Cesaro. Yeah. In the sunglasses suit. See, he looks like fucking...
They were listening to our show because they did the Conan O'Brien mouth cutout gimmick with John Cena.
Yeah.
They were just talking about a week ago.
It was actually, like, I really enjoyed it. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah. And they did a thing where they just turned Cesaro into the transporter that you mentioned, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they're like, okay, you look like Jason Statham, be Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Do it. Like, the Swiss Jason Statham.
Yeah.
I love it. It's perfect. It's a great gimmick for him. And there was fucking people with fucking Cesaro section signs and shit.
Mm-hmm. I heard stories that people find those sitting on their chairs when they get to the arena.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had heard. What was it, that somebody had, like, passed them out?
Nah, someone gets there early and puts them on all the chairs.
Okay, I just assumed it was like they were passing them out, like, at the door and shit, mm-hmm. or somebody had made. I don't know, but. That's pretty great, but fuck Kevin Dunn because he's a fucking dunce.
And he has Bucky Beaver teeth.
He does. He looks like a fucking idiot. Stop looking fucking stupid, dude. Just stop.
Fix that cleft lip you got, Kevin Dunn. You got enough money.
Oh, how about fucking Stephen Amell, dude? Like, hopping the guardrail, hopping the fucking ring, and then just laying elbows into Stardust? Yeah. That was fucking good, man. Like, he did a good job.
He's the man.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm excited to see this fucking match now.
You know, like, that one for you, Jim and Tyler.
He said those exact words. Yeah.
When I checked our stats, we had hella listens from Vancouver, so we know the Arrow listens to this show.
Yeah,
yeah. You think he's going to dress as the Arrow when they wrestle and fucking comes out as Roy Harper?
You know what? I was wondering if he's going to wear the Arrow costume to wrestle in. I was thinking about that, like, when they made that match. I'm like, do you think he's going to wear the costume? Which would be great.
That would be awesome.
That would be great.
Wear the mask and everything.
And I love that they're calling him the Green Arrow on TV.
Well, the first episode of the next season is called Green Arrow.
That's what I heard, is that they're actually going to change him to call him Green Arrow now.
The first episode is called Green Arrow.
Because he's got that brighter green costume for the new season and everything now.
Yeah, they're going all out, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, which is fine. Which is funny, because I could have sworn they said it was going to happen last season. They were going to start calling him that, but whatever.
We got Ra's al Ghul, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, we got Ra's al Ghul, and he was cool, and he was the only one that could pronounce his fucking name right. Apparently nobody else could listen to him and how he pronounced his goddamn name. Oh, yeah. The League of Assassins personal DJ. I will always remember that for the rest of my life. Just anytime anybody brings up the fucking League of Assassins, I'm going to remember that DJ. There's such a weird storyline.
So, Paige, Charlotte, and Becky changed their team name because they were confused with a porn site, and the porn site sends Vince like a thank you flower bouquet for getting all the attention.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. So if you look up Smash and Sorority, you'll find a bunch of videos of hot chicks beating the shit out of each other.
No way.
Pussy punching.
Donkey punching and shit. Wow. I didn't know that. I just thought it was really stupid they changed their name. And they really could have figured out a better name than Team PCB.
Yeah, it's not like a designer drug.
PCB is Panama City Beach, Florida. That's what PCB is.
Adam Cole, Bebe.
Yeah, early Kyler's always fucking talking about PCB on Squidbillies. Mm. And, like, there's a whole episode where he, like, goes and fucking parties in PCB, but it's in, like, a holodeck. So it's just, like, everything's a hologram. And he's trying to jump from the top of this fucking hotel room into the pool, but there's no pool because it's a holodeck. So he just keeps smashing his face into the fucking floor. And he keeps like, please, please, babe, babe. And he goes back up and tries to do it again.
All the bitch teams have team in their name now, much to your dismay.
I really fucking hate that. I hate it so much. I want to
call it Team Rock and Wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, why the fuck not?
Well, my crew was called Team Bad News back in the DZ when we had our little clique.
But Team Bad
News. Team Bad News, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, we were badass.
That's awesome.
We had shirts and everything.
Really?
Hell yeah.
My fucking clique never had shirts.
You got the family band shirts. You have a whole band.
Oh, yeah, I got. Yeah, we had the family band shirts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were more of a... Well, I mean, we were a clique and a band. We still kind of are.
Yeah. Kind of sort of. You had a cool logo that looked like Zack Ryder.
Yeah, and I came up with that without even ever knowing Zack Ryder at all. You were the one to bring him up to me.
Yeah.
And I think I had only known him from the video game at that point, because I wasn't watching week to week because we didn't have cable at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, I had based it on the Templar's cross from Last Crusade, Indiana Jones.
Okay.
Like, or the guys,
from,
whatever.
From the actual Templars.
Yeah. Well, that's where I know, but that's where I got it. That's where I saw it, was in that movie. And I was like, oh, that looks cool. Because they were the guys that were protecting the gravesite of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's kind of a cool cross. We should have something like that. And so I was just kind of like playing around with shit. And then we had somebody like
I used his pimp cup.
Yeah. But I had drawn it, and then we gave it to like an actual like graphic designer, a friend of Brian's dad's, and he drew up a like a polished book, and that's what we put on the shirts. So
cool. Yeah. The origin of the Family Band Massacre logo.
Yeah. You know, the family crest. That's what I was trying to figure out. It's like, that's all I could think of was like a crest of some kind. And then like we played around with the idea of having a gargoyle kind of mascot, like kind of like perched on top of a logo or something.
You guys had the teddy bear with the axes.
Yeah, we had the teddy bear, which was awesome. I do still love that shirt with the Miller High Life label around it.
You know, I didn't realize that was a Miller High Life logo until I was walking around. I saw someone with a Miller High Life shirt, and it clicked.
Oh, really?
I was like,
yeah, it's just the Miller High Life. It's turned, you know, like fucking vertically.
Right.
So
it's Miller time.
Yeah. Which we did have, we do have shirts, or did have shirts that had it, like had it the way it's supposed to look, with the Family Band Massacre written in Miller High Life font.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we still have them. You can still get one. It's on fucking Zazzle. That where you can just like make whatever fucking t-shirts you want, and we still have that store up.
Okay.
And like I sat there one night, and me and Brian just like were just like making designs for shirts, because you could just do just about anything, and they had like all these cool fonts and shit. It was fun, and you could still get like a lot of them are still on there. So
good shit, good shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Any other thoughts from Raw?
Not really.
Kofi Kingston has the best clap ever.
Kofi Kingston and Big E both.
Yeah.
I love Big E's clap. He looks so dumb.
I love Kofi's face when he's just.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he just has the most stoic look on his face.
Every time, like, and I love that, like, how over they've gotten at this point because of how silly they are. Mm-hmm. Like, it was dead. I thought it was dead in the water when they first came out.
Everybody's better as heels.
Oh, man.
The life.
Everybody like, hated them.
Faces are stupid.
Yeah. But, like, I'm really glad they were able to, like, flesh this out and make it into something that's actually kind of funny. Actually funny, and at the same time, they're like they're a dangerous clique, you know?
Mm.
They're a good faction. So go New Day. New Day rocks. New Day rocks. New Day rocks.
Brian Danielson was on the show.
Yeah, he was, yeah. I was kind of hoping for a little bit more of a report on his current condition, like they advertised it, and they never did it because fucking Miz has to wear weird fucking clothes and talk the whole time.
And they just threw the Big Show and Ryback coming out to set up their match.
Well, God, I just do not want to watch that match at all at SummerSlam. That's going to be my smoke break match. I have no interest.
Lana with a ponytail or Lana with a bun?
I'm going to say with the ponytail. Or no, with the bun.
Okay.
I liked Lana with the bun. Because then she could fucking like unfurl it and fucking get all sexy with it and shit. And I'm down with that. I'm down with that. The only one time I ever have seen her kind of wear it down was in Kansas City when I went and saw SmackDown.
She was wearing it down yesterday.
She wore it down yesterday?
Yeah, she had
it. No, I'm talking, she had it like...
All the way down?
It was weird. Yeah, it's like teased up in the back and like came down.
Okay. That's kind of like, she had it on a row.
It wasn't, though. That, like, that's okay. Not exactly, like, looked totally different than what she had last
night. It's funny, because when she was on NXT, her hair was, like, short, and she just wore it out, and eventually she switched to the bun, and then just let it grow super long. Well, that's the weave. Yeah. And I don't know if it's a weave or not a weave expert, especially when it comes to white women weaves. I don't really know, like, how those look. I know Hulk Hogan. That shit is a weave.
Unless Charlotte's weave comes out and fucking Sasha Banks just fucking beats her with it. That was the coolest shit ever. That was like some real fucking catfight bitch shit.
World star hip hop.
Oh, man. That was great. I don't know why they felt the need to add Wade Barrett to this whole Stephen Amell Stardust thing. I thought it was just going to be Stephen Amell fucking Green Arrow versus Stardust, and that's it. Now, like, Neville's added to it. That's fine. He's got the Red Arrow. He's got, you know, whatever. Why add Wade Barrett to this fucking shit? Like,
he's the king of the ring. You gotta do something with him.
I guess. Like, we'll just throw you in this, like, pal. Oh, man.
Poor Wade Barrett.
They could at least, like, give Wade Barrett, like a secondary supervillain. Like a Doctor Doom gimmick.
They already did that with Damian Sandow. No, they did Magneto. I think that'll be comic book company.
Yeah, they could do, like, Doctor Doom, because Doom was the king of Latveria. Wade Barrett's the king of the ring. They don't have to put a fucking mask on him, but they could, like...
Why don't they just make him Ra's al Ghul, then? I mean,
that'd be even better. Yeah, that'd be even better.
Yeah, make more sense. Or Count Vertigo or something.
Yeah, like, or
a little eyeball thing.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited to see see that match. I really am. It sounds stupid, but I'm really excited to check that out.
Hopefully, Oliver Queen does Corkscrew Shooting Star Press.
That'd be great.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Well, he's fucking always doing the goddamn climbing ninja bar or whatever the fuck in that show. So, like, he's got to be fit enough to do some shit in the ring, some cool shit.
Yeah, he's better than those big dudes from Tough Enough that were just skeletons underneath all that muscle.
Yeah, yeah. That have, like, little tiny aliens working their bodies, like, inside of them.
Like Men fucking in Men in Black.
Yeah, that's Men in Black 1. You just, like, fucking hit a thing on their ear and their face comes open and there's just, like, a tiny weird alien controlling everything. Oh, God. Who got eliminated last week? I forgot.
Last week was Chelsea. This week was Gigi.
Oh, shit. It is Tuesday night. I completely forgot to fucking watch it.
Yeah.
So Gigi got eliminated this week, huh?
Uh-huh.
At least the name of a man, ZZ.
Yeah, ZZ was even in the bottom three. They wrestled for the NXT guys. Like, all the NXT people were sitting.
Oh, really?
Watching them wrestle, yeah. They had, like, a two-minute match where they did, like, all the stuff they knew, which consisted of shoulder tackles, hip tosses, and body slams.
Wow. That sounds really fucking boring. Holy shit. Did Seth Rollins come out and talk shit to John Cena?
No, he did not. John Cena just came out and said, you guys have a great opportunity to see these people go from beginning to becoming superstars. You don't get to see that for everybody, except Miz. And that was about it.
Yeah, you don't get to see it for anyone, really. Like, fucking Maven. That's all I got to say about the matter. That fucking guy.
What's wrong with Maven? He had awesome music.
I did not like Maven. All he did was a drop kick. That's it. He didn't do anything else but a fucking drop kick.
He had a moonsault.
Drop kick and a moonsault. Superstar. Bullshit.
He had eyebrows too.
He had weird eyebrows. He had really weird eyebrows. Like a fucking hypnotist.
I'm trying to see what was, like, Maven's wrestling moves: front Russian leg sweep, diving DDT, missile drop kick, double knee backbreaker, diving crossbody, drop kick, hip toss.
I don't remember any of that, and I'm pretty sure the internet made that shit up. Because in my head, all I see is drop kicks. Fucking drop kick city, bitch.
He's working as a bouncer in New York.
What? He went from being on national television in one of the biggest companies ever, and now he's a bouncer at a fucking nightclub in New York?
Yeah.
Holy shit. How the mighty have fallen.
He worked for Home Shopping Network for a while, then he was arrested for doctor shopping to fill his oxycodone addiction.
Really?
Yeah.
Oof, that's not a good look, Maven.
That ain't a good look.
That ain't a good look.
On the streets.
That was hot in the streets.
I just
watched, they put Black Jesus on Hulu.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, so I just went back and rewatched all of it. Because when I watched it the first time, I was getting like, it was like really shitty videos on YouTube.
Okay.
That they were putting up. Not Adult Swim, it was like somebody else was doing it, and it was like, it was a split screen, so you like get this much screen, and then up at the top was just a big banner that said Black Jesus.
Yeah, copyright reasons.
Yeah. So, actually,
man, that's a racist ass joke, Vic. That's my favorite line.
I still love you, Vic, by default. Oh, is that lovely basket of shit for me? Somebody got love for their Lord and Savior. Oh my God! Everybody should watch that show. Anybody listening, watch Black Jesus.
Yeah, Myman, listen. I know you're listening. Watch Black Jesus.
So,
and also, use socialcheckpoint.org/rockwrestlingpodcast when doing all your shopping online.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That out there.
That get. T-Bird some fucking money.
It's not just T-Bird.
Get some money to keep this damn show going.
It just helps the show. I don't want to have to delete episodes. I know we have a demanding public that wants to hear what the fuck Nigger Jim has to say about the latest WWE film release, and we got to keep them posted. Now, speaking of which, let's talk about this Total Diva show. So, Jim the Anvil Neidhart was on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jim Neidhart's like on like every episode now.
Was Natty trying to be a dominatrix?
She wasn't, but they were moving. And she was trying to secretly move her sister into their new house without telling TJ. Because TJ doesn't like her sister because she's a bitch.
No.
Natty's mom is weird. She's definitely a heart.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a weird white woman.
Is her mom and dad still married?
Yeah.
Are they? Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I remember a couple years ago when Neidhart got fucking popped for stealing something, or he was like, he tried to steal something, or got in trouble with the law, so I just assumed he'd fallen on hard times.
If you will,
and I fucking love Anvil, I always have.
That's why you have your beard like you do, right?
That's why I had my goatee for so long and tried to grow it out was because of him.
Yeah.
It never got as long as like I wanted it because my beard like keeps wanting to fucking curl up and shit.
Mm-hmm. That's that nigga.
But I could, I could grab it and like fucking like tug on it and shit. So that was cool.
And get really hungry and lose your manners.
Yeah, I could do that, or I could fucking like, I could. Kind of like curl it up so it looked like Green Arrow, like comic book Green Arrow.
Did you ever put a rubber band in it, like Mysterio?
No, I didn't.
Or like Hugh Morris?
Or Lou Albano?
Yeah.
No, I never did. Because it was never that long.
Okay. But Anvil's always beat red in the face. Like every time he's on TV, just bright fucking red.
I've known motherfuckers like that.
Yeah.
That just like, there was a girl in my fucking class that by the end of the day, it was always the end of the day, the last hour, very last class of the day, beat fucking red. She had like red splotches all over her face, like somebody just threw red paint on her. It was nuts. It was gross.
But a few years ago, Natty's mom gave her like this ugly ass lion head that they hung on the wall. And so, like, she hated it. And while they were moving, she took this as an opportunity to break this fucking lion's head and use the anvil as a scapegoat. This episode was about Natty is a liar. And she tells white lies to keep from hurting people's feelings, but it ends up fucking everything up. So we don't find out until the end, but you see, you hear the lion's head break, and Annabelle's like, oh, no, I dropped it. And her mom's like, that's an import from Kenya. She's like, no, mom, you bought this shit at a garage sale for $4. And so they move to this house and everything, and then she's like, oh, Tyson, this shit's going to cost more money than we thought it was. It's going to cost $15,000, not $4,000, get some repairs and shit. And by the way, my sister's moving in. She's not just staying for a couple of days to watch the cats.
Okay, bye.
And then she starts telling all the truth. Like, yeah, that lion's head, I broke that on purpose because that shit was ugly. I made Dad drop it. So they show the whole video of saying, all right, hey, I want you to break that lion's head. Then they go outside and they just drop it. Anvil slams it on the ground.
Anvil power slams it.
Yeah.
Or fucking has fucking Uncle Brett come over and they give it the heart attack.
They did have a giant Bret Hart, like, standy thing, and they put it up against the wall and it crumbled into pieces.
Oh, that's a bummer, because that's probably like a vintage.
It didn't crumble, it didn't break, thing. But it just like folded. It fell down and folded. Yeah. And so. But yeah, like the Sergeant Pepper jacket and everything.
Where the hell is Natty right now?
At home.
She's not injured, though.
She is injured, and she's supporting him.
Oh, crying out loud. Because she should be a part of this whole.
Then they gotta get two other bitches for Natty, because you know how they get when they're in their ways. They have to have everything be all.
Yeah, everybody has to have a fucking team. Then bring back Beth Phoenix and fucking reunite the Divas of Doom. That's what I say.
She's too busy crapping out Little Edges.
Yeah, she sure is. Little Edges and doing fucking like charity and shit. Fuck that. Divas of Doom. Bring that back. I don't think there's enough girls to put with Natty to have a fourth team.
You do Natty, Dana Brooke,
Bailey, or Dana Brooke and Emma would be.
Dana and Emma would probably be best. I wouldn't say Bailey.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Like Bailey was just like the lone wolf.
Yeah.
Somehow, like the lone, like hugging wolf and shit.
Yeah.
She don't need no fucking bitches with her.
Hell yeah.
She's badass.
Bailey is doing it for herself.
They had a fucking, her and Charlotte had a really good match on NXT last week.
Hell yeah.
Where she did that fucking, she beat her with that fucking Bailey to belly off the second row. That was fucking cool.
How was Samoa Joe versus Rhino? Because I fell asleep.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Like, it wasn't like the greatest match ever, but it was really good. It was fun to watch. So I like Rhino, and I love Samoa Joe, so. But Samoa Joe won. Got him with a muscle buster. So that was good. Scott Dawson and just Dash Wilder, right? Yep. Yeah. They Dash had a Dawson match.
Looks like other Sami Zayn.
Yeah. they had a, who did they fucking have a tag match against last week? Was it the Von Villains? Enzo and Cass. Now, or wait, was it Enzo and Cass? I feel like it was somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was some, like, jobber dudes or something, because they fucking, like, they beat them down. Because I think they got beat, and then they fucking beat these guys up after the match and did the, whatever the fuck their move, the smash something or other.
Right.
Move that they do with the 3D lung blower or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an awesome move. I fucking love that move. And I'm glad they're putting them on TV a bit more, because I really like those guys. Like fucking Arn and Tully. Like the Brain Buster, if you will.
Man, fuck Tully Blanchard. Tully Blanchard never did shit. It's all about that nigga Arn.
Yeah, Arn was definitely the fucking heart and soul of that team. But they fucking work really well together.
Yeah.
Nobody
remembers Tully. Tully didn't do shit.
His daughter's wrestling. Do you know that?
Tessa, I believe her name is.
Yeah, yeah. I think she's in Shine or Shimmer or Glimmer or whatever the fuck. All of them. Shimmer, Glimmer.
Clitter.
I wish somebody would come up with that as a women's fan. Oh my god, that'd be fucking amazing. Oh shit, that'd be so funny.
Oh, I didn't tell you the King of Trios lineup for this year.
Oh, I know Team AAA, which is Drago and Aerostar and Phoenix. Yeah, Phoenix. And then Bullet Club, AJ and Young Bucks.
Yeah. And BWO.
Oh, BWO's in it this year too?
BWO's in it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like I heard about that. And then Los Ice Creams and Kimberly, I think.
Right. I've seen Kimberly wrestle.
Yeah, I have not. I've seen pictures of her. Like, I know her. Like, I've learned a lot about some of the independent women through a friend of the show, Leva Bates, Twitter account. So whenever she tweets something about whatever.
Then Jim spends about 15 minutes in the bathroom learning thoroughly as much as he can about these women.
Thorough investigation. Don't fucking do that to me. Don't fucking. Oh, I would never do that.
Jim.
Never.
Jim.
Let's not do this on fucking national podcast radio.
It's international, damn it. We have listeners in the UK and in Canada and somebody in Mexico who might be in like a border town, but we never know.
It's Conan. It's Conan. We all know it is. He listens to everybody.
Yeah. Well, last year they had the Spirit Squad and the King of Trios.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and LAX. But instead of Conan, they had they had Chavo. It was Chavo Hernandez and Homicide.
Oh, LAX. That's fucking dope. Yeah. That's cool as shit.
My favorite one was when they had Team WWF. 1-2-3 Kid, Aldo Montoya, and Tatanka.
What?
This was like, in 2012.
Was it actually like X-Pac as back as 1-2-3 Kid?
Yeah, he wore 1-2-3 Kid gear.
And Just Incredible was Aldo Montoya. That's so fucking great. And Tatanka. Yeah. Of all the Chikara people to pair him with. Chikara's the best, dude. I really wish I could fucking watch more of it, man.
They wrestled the Extreme Trio of Jerry Lynn, Tommy Dreamer, and Scorpio in the first round, so that was awesome.
That's fucking great.
Yeah. King of Trios was fun. That was just crazy teams like that. I'm trying to look at some other out-of-the-wall teams.
The Batiri?
The Batiri is just a staple of Chikara. The Batiri. Let's see.
And the fucking... The battle hive or whatever with the ants?
The colony.
Colony, yeah.
The colony is like broken up. Like they're all on different teams. There's like the battle hive that has Amasis, fire ant, and worker ant.
Okay. I remember there was one.
We have the BDK that has soldier ant, and I think silver ants on another team. So they're all like split up.
There was one I think I was watching on YouTube or something that it was like they were all almost like fucking G.I. Joe action figures.
Yeah, that was called like Extreme Force. That was the Evil Colony. There was a
Missile Assault Ant.
Missile Assault
Ant. And he had a big fucking rocket pad on his back. That was so great. Shit, oh my god.
Because I think that was 2012 also.
Yeah.
Extreme Force. Fuck.
That's great.
Yeah, they had like Missile Assault Ant, like Space Ant. There was like an ant in space, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I can't find it. Let's see, Colony, Extreme Force. There we go. CageMat.net, the ultimate source of wrestling information. Arctic Rescue Ant and Orbit Adventure Ant. Yeah.
Orbit Adventure.
Spaceman. He had like a giant space thing that had like lights in it. It was badass. And he walked like he was on the moon.
So great. Let's see.
I always miss when Chikara comes to town, like, every time. I always find out, like, the week after.
That's
the fun. I see people on Twitter post, like, oh, yeah, Chikara, whoa. And Chikara in Chicago be trending. I'm like, what the fuck? Nobody told me.
Yeah, King of Trios, Team AAA, Team Fight Club Pro, Team Attack, BWO, Devastation Corporation,
Jim's favorite Chikara tag team.
Do what?
I said Jim's favorite Chikara tag team.
Blaster McMassin.
And Flex Rumble Crunch.
Yeah, Flex Rumble Crunch and Max Smashmaster.
Yeah, it's That's like great. A demolition.
Yeah. And Dasher's Dugout, Icarus, Dasher, and Dasher Hatfield, and Mr. Touchdown.
Icarus is weird because, like, when he was a heel, he had, like, the short fade and he had, like, a goatee. Now he's a baby face, so he shaved his goatee off and he grew his hair out long and blonde. It was like a completely different person. I didn't recognize him. Yeah. Chikara came back and he was like the savior of Chikara after being healed for all these years with his ugly back tattoo. He'd always wrestle like a hoodie on and he'll take it off and everybody would go, no.
This fucking guy, the proletariat boar of Moldova. Or Moldova.
Yeah.
That's such a fucking crazy name.
Chikara. That guy wrestles as like Road Dogg and like Juan Francisco the Coronado. He wrestles as X-Pac. He has like an X-Pac like mask with a tongue sticking out.
Oh, and, really?
Like, last King of Trios, X-Pac was doing commentary, so like it's weird seeing someone doing all my stuff. Dude, like the X-Pac super fast leg drop. He missed the Bronco Buster, and X-Pac said, "Hey, that's not a good idea." I injured myself pretty badly doing that.
Yeah, he split his fucking ass. Yeah. literally tore himself a new one.
Yeah. But yeah, go Chikara.
Yeah, go Chikara. I really, really would like to watch this.
King of Trios is always good, but I can never get through.
Yeah.
Always watch the first show and never watch anything else. Yeah.
Well, they have their own streaming service, Chikaratopia.
Really? How much is that?
Mm-hmm.
The good nigga Jim doing his motherfucking homework.
No, I know, yeah. Well, I follow Chikara on Twitter, so. Chikaratopia. Looking this up. Streaming subscription, $7.99.
That is Chiktopia. I went to the wrong thing.
$7.99.
I might have to buy me a month of this and just fucking binge the shit out of Chikara.
Yeah. $7.99 per month. More than 150 events already available. And I assume it's all like the new stuff too. Like they do like the WWE kind of network, I think. I don't know. I see one of the posters from, I don't know, one of their events is Log from Ren and Stimpy with a bullet hole in it. And the bullet hole is bleeding. That's great.
That might actually be a wrestler. I'm not sure.
Log?
Yeah, why not?
If Log is a wrestler, Chikara will become my favorite company ever.
I love that Ultra Mantis Black has, like, sleeves of Christmas tattoos.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, like, if you look up, just Google, like, Ultra Mantis Black tattoos, it's, like, all Santa Clauses and snowmans. When I was front row at one of the shows, I was just looking at his tattoos, I'm like, that's Christmas trees. Like, he really loves Christmas.
I bet you if Mick Foley would do tattoos, he'd probably have the same thing.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that movie, that I Am Santa Claus movie?
I watched some of it, then it just stopped working.
Oh.
And I never went back and finished it. Yeah, it's like on Santa Claus, a Christmas tree.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. some big snowman, some carolers on his forearm.
Because if you look at him from far, it's like, oh, that's a badass dude with some tattoos. But nope, that's fucking Jesus.
That's all Christmas shit. Yeah. I love it. That's great.
Random theme tattoos. But I did know a guy that had like Super Mario tattoos, like a whole sleeve with just Mario.
That's cool.
That was badass, yeah.
Dude, I want to get a fucking Wii U so bad to fucking play. Have you seen Super Mario Maker?
Yeah, I've seen the trailer for it.
Oh my god, dude. It's fucking awesome. I want to play that shit so bad. Because I watched the Nintendo World Championship Finals.
Okay.
On YouTube. Like, they have the whole... They have the whole championship, the whole Nintendo World Championship on YouTube. It's like a 4-hour fucking show where they play Splatoon and I think like two other games before they get to the finals, and it's Mario Maker. And like, you get to put like fucking, you can have like a giant Bowser with wings and a fucking bomb cannon on his back. And he's just flying around, fucking shooting bombs at you and fireballs out of his mouth.
To me, this is like, it'll be something like Little Big Planet, where you'll think it's going to be super awesome, and then it's just like, that's just too much fucking work, and I don't care enough to play it.
Uh-huh.
But that's just me. I'm not saying it's going to suck or anything, but
for
me, I don't have
it. It just looks like crazy fucking fun. That Splatoon looks actually pretty fun too, and that's a pretty simple game where you just like, you're trying to fucking like spread your color of ink on it. You have your own gang, you have your own team and shit, and you're just trying to spread your color ink more over a map than the other team. That's pretty much it, but it looks super fun. Like, you can actually like, these guys like can turn into squids and go like, and then like dive inside the ink of like your color ink, and like that's how you replenish your ink and shit. And then you can go around and you got like a fucking like ink fucking blaster and shit and a roller, and it looks like a lot of fun.
I'm looking at these Chikara posters, and there's like one that's like the first appearance of Punisher. It has like fucking Hollow Wicked holding up like a Super Soaker 500. Can't tell who he's pointing at. I think it's Lindsay Dorado.
That's great.
And there's one where it's like Mike Quackenbush is like that Flash cover where both Flashes show up, where it says, I'm coming. And it says, Quack, help me.
Speaking of that cover, dude, they put out a fucking promo picture of that cover featuring Jay Garrick, who's going to be in season 2 of The Flash.
Of course he's going to be in season 2.
Yeah. And it's of, like, the actors. Like, they fucking did it up like the actors, just like that cover.
Tell me where if you can look find at this.
Probably, like, I think, like, Superhero Hype, more than likely. You can probably just Google it.
I'm just Googling Jay Garrick's CW Flash.
Yeah.
I think I found it. All right. One of the most iconic Flash covers. So who's playing Jay Garrick?
I don't know. Teddy Sears, who I think they said, oh, what fucking show did they say he was on?
Probably dudes take their shirts off and shit. I don't know.
Probably, oh, some gay shit. let's see here. Oh, fuck you, Variety. Just go to the goddamn. Put me on a timer. Just go to your website, you dicks.
All right, Teddy Sheer. He was in Masters of Sex.
That's right, yeah.
So a show where dudes take their shirts off.
A show where dudes take their shirts off.
He was in American Horror Story Murder House, which I fuck with. Now he's going to be in Flash as Jay Garrick. Talking about I'm coming.
Talking about just arcing ropes of jism.
We gotta wait till October to get some Flash and Arrow in our
life. I know, but awesome. It's day before my birthday, though, so that's pretty cool.
So you get Flash and Arrow for your birthday?
I get Flash and Arrow for my birthday.
When's your birthday?
October 7th.
Okay.
Yeah. And then next year, I get fucking Gambit movie on my birthday.
If that movie happens.
It's happening.
Didn't they say Channing Tatum quit, though?
No, he came. No, it was all just a thing. Like, he's officially signed, and they're already casting Belladonna.
Okay.
So Belladonna Bordeaux. So going after the Tide. The Tide.
They gotta do the Tide. It's the most famous Gambit story.
It has to be the Tide.
Yeah.
The Tide.
I'm paying no Tide.
Oh, man. If Dusty was still alive, I'd want him to be the guy that fucking adopted Gambit when he was a kid and fucking raised him. He could be talking like this the whole time. Gambit, this is how you have to do, Daddy. This is how you have to steal things. Gotta steal to survive, Daddy.
If you will.
If you will. Oh, man. I don't know. This was just like a passing thought with the whole Stephen Amell thing on Raw. It makes me wonder if, like, they'll ever cast, because they casted Edge as somebody in this season of Arrow. Yeah, Adam Smasher, that's right. I wonder if they're going to, like, try to cast Cody Rhodes as anybody, like, maybe next season or something.
Who would he be? Joker?
I don't know. Joker? He could be. He'd actually, with the way he does Stardust, actually might be a really good Joker.
Yeah.
Atomic Skull. I would say with the silver face and everything, I would say fucking Captain Atom. But I don't think he's like fucking beat enough to play Captain Atom.
What's his villain? Major Fury? Major
Force? Oh, yeah. 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 Major Force.
They put Green Lantern's girlfriend in the refrigerator?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He could put fucking Felicity in the refrigerator.
He could.
So, we're out of time. So, Rock Wrestling Podcast at podomatic.com is our website. socialcheckpoint.org/rockingwrestlingpodcast. Go there. Put the little gimmick in your Chrome browser, so that way anytime you do some shopping online, it pays me instead of the evil corporate fat cats to just get rich to buy more cocaine and hookers.
Yeah.
Let me get
give your money to the common man.
The common man, baby.
Ooh, baby.
So, yeah, go there. Use our links. Amazon, eBay, Pornhub. Maybe on there. Maybe not. I don't know.
That would be so great. Somebody was uploading these.
Masturbatory hobbits.
Masturbatory Hobbits is even better.
Yeah. Next week, Immortal Kombat, starring Roddy Piper and Sonny Chiba. We will be reviewing that shit. Nigger Jim will enjoy it. The week after, Jim has a week off for SummerSlam. And we'll be bringing in a special guest. And
this is news to me.
Yeah, it is. But other than that, you can follow Nigger Jim's exploits on Twitter at Sweet Jim Reaper, the world's sexiest killing machine. Mm-hmm. And you can follow me at Ninja Tyler Black or at Rock Wrestling PC.
We did it together.
Who uses Ninja Tyler Black? Nah.
Right. I don't use it anymore. I was, and then you just keep using the podcast accounts. I'm like, fuck it. I'll just start sending you shit that way.
Yeah.
I'll ask you off air. Fuck it.
Okay. So, subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, Pod Directory. We're on all that shit. Anywhere you can get a podcast, you can just plug in our RSS feed, and this shit will come directly to your device or your music player of choice. I use Winamp because it kicks the llama's ass. And, that's all the time we have for this week, and we'll see you guys next week on another episode of The Rock
and Bandit Wrestling
Podcast.
Your lungs. There it is. Mister, who gives a shit? You shot.